Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We are already holding about 8 lines into the page on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The first one line is Lulav. We are at the two dots. Lulav Sheish Bo Shlosh Tefachim. The Gemara goes back to discuss what the Mishnah had said, the minimum size of a Lulav. The Mishnah had said that a Lulav that has 3 Tefachim, and the Mishnah added Kidei Linanea Bo, to shake it with, is kosher. So says Gemara Amar Avidom Shmuel, Shir Hadas Varava Shlosha. The actual minimum size of a Hadas Varava is 3 Tefachim. Velulav Arba'a. But the minimum size of a Lulav is not 3, but 4 Tefachim. Why? Kedeshe Lulav Yotze Mina Hadas Tefach. Because we want the Lulav to emerge above the level of the Hadas by 1 Tefach. Rabbi Parnacham, Rabbi Yochanan, Shidro Shalulav Tzarek Sheetim Mina Hadas Tefach. Rabbi Parnacham, Rabbi Yochanan says, not enough that the Lulav emerges above the level of the Hadas by a Tefach. The spine of the Lulav has to emerge above the Hadas by a Tefach. So the Gemara asks, Tanan, Lulav Sheesh Bo Shal Shetvachim Kedinei Lenaneabo Kosher. The Mishnah says that if Lulav has 3 Tefachim to shake it with, it's kosher. Sounds against both shitos, because it sounds like a lulav only needs to be 3 tvachim, not 4 tvachim. Ema, we say, no, you got to add a letter. It should say that a lulav that has 3 tvachim, ooh, kedei l'nanei abo, kosher. If it's 3 tvachim plus another tefach to be minaneya, it's kosher, because you can only shake the lulav really with the part that emerges above the rest of the minim. So it's not a raya from our Mishnah one way or the other. Markedisle. Shmuel will explain the Mishnah like his shita, that the length of the lulav has to be 4 tefachim counting the height of the leaves. And Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, that only counts the height of the shedra itself. So Gemara brings a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Toshema shir hadas v'arav shlosha v'lulav arba'a. The hadas and arav are supposed to be 3 tefachim, the lulav 4 tefachim. My love, doesn't the brisa mean to say that the length of the lulav is 4 tefachim b'hadei alin, together with the leaves? And isn't that a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, who requires the length of the lulav to be 4 tefachim without the length of the leaves, with just the shedra itself? Lo, the kavanah of the brisa was that the shear of the lulav is 4 tefachim levad me olin, without the leaves, meaning just the shedra itself. But maybe in a chinami, together with the leaves, it has to be even longer than that. Gufa, so we had mentioned that shear hadas Varava Shlosha. The size of a Hadas and Rava is 3 Tvachim. Lulav Arba'a and Lulav is 4. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Ba'ama Bas Chamisha Tvachim. The Hadas and Rava are measured based on an Amma that is 5 Tvachim. Meaning the Gemara assumes that what Rabbi Tarfon means is that the Hadas and the Rava have to be 5 Tvachim. So the Gemara says, Amma Rava, Sharle Mari, Rabbi Tarfon, Ribonoshom should be Mochel. Rabbi Tarfon, he needs to ask Mechila for what he just said. Hashta Avos Shalosha. You can't even find, hadasim that have 3 leaves coming out of each spot at the length of 3 tefachim. It's difficult enough to find. Bas chamisha mibayi. You're going to tell people that they need to have 5 tefach long hadasim? That's going to be very difficult to find. Most hadasim that are that long are way puzzle. They're not avos. They don't have 3 pronged leaves. So kiyas Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi had to explain Rabbi Tarfon, Amma bas shisha tefach masei osa bas chamisha. What he meant is that instead of dividing up the length of the amma into 6 tefachim, take an amma, divide it into 5 tefachim, which yields a larger tefach, right? Because it's if it's 5 tefachim, it would if an amma, let's say, were 20 inches. So if you divide it into 5 tefachim, so then each tefach is 4 inches. Whereas if you divide it into 6 tefachim, each tefach is 3 inches and change. And then seme and shlosha lahadas, it's 3 of those larger tefachim that have to be the length of the hadas. Vashar lululav, and the 4th tefach also is such a high tefach, such a big tefach that the lulav needs to emerge above the level of the hadasim. Kama havalu, how many tefachim are the length of the hadas in the Arav according to Rabbi Tarfon? Tlasa, 3 tefachim with tlasa chumshi and 3/5, meaning 3 and 3/5 regular tefachim, which is the same as these 3 larger tefachim. So kasha d'shmuel d'shmuel. The Gemara says, well, we have a steer in Shmuel because halcha Rav Yudam Shmuel shir hadas v'rav shlosha. Over here, Rav Yudam Shmuel says that the length of a hadas is three tefachim, and he doesn't say that larger tefachim. So he means regular tefachim. V'hasam Rav Yudam Shmuel halach Rabbi Tarfon. And yet over there, Rav Yudam Shmuel says that the halach is like Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon requires that they be larger tefachim. So says Gemara lo duck. You know what? The fact that he didn't say that they have to be larger tefachim, he was just being imprecise. But really, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Tarfon. Emer damrin lo duck l'chumra. Yet you can say that someone's being imprecise when they say something that might be misconstrued as being more machmir than it has to be. Because what's the worst that's going to happen is that people are going to be yotze the mitzvah anyway. But l'kula mi'amrin lo duck, would a person say that something could be three tefachim when it really has to be 3.6 tefachim? Then people who follow what you actually say are not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. Can't be. We already had such a notion earlier in the Masechta, this idea that you can't say that somebody's being imprecise. Lekula. So Kiyasa Ravin Amar, Ravin explained Rabbi Tarfon, Amma bas chamisha tefachim aseos hashisha. No, what Rabbi Tarfon means is take a five tefach amma and split it up into six tefachim, so each tefach is actually smaller than a regular tefach. Tzemian shlosh al hadas, and it's three of those tefachim that make up a hadas, v'ashar lululav, and one additional tefach for the lulav. So kama havi lulu, how many real tefachim does that turn out to be? Trei palga, turns out to be 2.5. So kasha de Shmuel and Shmuel, but still, Shmuel said it needs to be three tefachim, not 2.5. So how could he say paskens like Rabbi Tarfon? Ah, lo duck. He's being imprecise. V'hainu l'chumra lo duck. And this is Shmuel being imprecise l'chumra, which is totally fine. D'amrav hunamr Shmuel alach Rabbi Tarfon. Because when he says that it has to be three tefachim, what's the worst that could happen? People will take something that's three tefachim and not 2.5 tefachim. No, nishkefer alach. That's perfectly fine. Now we didn't. The main points over here. So two main points over here. First of all, we have two deos, whether lulav or whether the lulav, the entire lulav or just the shedra, needs to be four tefachim in length. Then we have Rabbi Tarfon does not say that the hadas and arava should be five tefachim. He does not say that the hadas and arava should be three larger tefachim. What he does say is that the hadas and arava can even be three smaller tefachim, which is the equivalent of 2.5. Regular of 2.5 regular tefachim. So right, we had three possible interpretations of Rabbi Tarfon, two of which we rejected, one of which we accepted. So we rejected the idea that he holds that the hadas has to be five tefachim. It's impossible; he can never find such a dasim. We rejected the idea that he holds that the hadas has to be three larger tefachim, because if that were the case, when Shmuel Justam says three tefachim, it's l'kula lo duck, and that can't be. So we accepted the idea that he holds that it's got to be 2.5 regular tefachim, which is three small tefachim, because then Shmuel is being lo duck, but he's being lo duck. L'chumra, which is perfectly acceptable. Good, now we're going to discuss the hadas. We're not going to discuss all the psulim of the dal meaning together, because each one has its own psulim that don't apply to the others, even though some of them are the same. So says the Mishnah, hadas hagazel, a stolen hadas is going to be possible because it has to be lachem. V'ayavesh, if most of its leaves are dried to the point that they're whitened, possible. It's possible that is not hadar. Shelash, a hadas that comes from an asherah tree, shelir nidachas, or it comes from a city that has to be destroyed because the majority of its inhabitants were ovid avodah zarah, pasul, it's going to be pasul because it has to be burnt, and therefore we would apply the principle of kitus emechta shiurei that it's not considered to have the proper shear of a hadas. Nik tamrosho, if the top of the hadas were cut off, or nifritzu alav, most of the leaves were removed. Oh, shayu anav of merubos me'alav, or there were more berries than there were leaves on the hadas. Puzzle, then it's going to be puzzle. V'miatan, but if you picked the berries off of the hadas to the point that now there are more leaves than berries, kosher. But v'in mematan b'yomtov, you're not allowed to do that on yomtov because that's considered to be misakin mana, that you're fixing it, you're making something usable on yomtov. So now says the Gemara is going to explain how we know that anaf eitz avos that the Torah refers to is a hadas and not something else, and then we'll get into some of the dinim of a hadas. We have no doubt that the Gemara didn't really have a doubt that anaf eitz avos means a hadas, because that was our Masorah. They always used a hadas. The Gemara just wants to know how we know know it? Where do we see that from? That's what the Rambam explains in his Akdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, that our Masorah is very strong. We always knew that a Pri Eitz Hadar is an Esra, that Anach Eitz Avos is a Hadas. When the Gemara discusses things like this, it just means, where do we see it in the Psukim? Tan Rabbana, Anach Eitz Avos Sha'anof of Chofen Eseitzo, because the leaves cover over the wooden stalk. Ve'ezehu Aviyomer is a Hadas. That must be a Hadas. Ve'emezeisa, but how do you know it means a Hadas? Maybe it means a Zayas. No, be in an Avos, because the leaves have to be like a chain. Ve'leka, you don't have that by olives. Ve'ema dulva, maybe it's something else called a dulva, where the leaves cover each other and it's therefore like a chain. Be'in on enough of chofen eseitzo. No, because the leaves also have to cover the stalk. Ve'leka, you don't have that by a dulva. Ve'ema hirduf, maybe it's a hirduf, some type of a tree that grows near a river and has flowers that are like roses, whose leaves are chained and they cover up the wood. Amrabaye drecha darchinoam veleka. No, it's got thorns, and anything that has thorns is not drecha darchinoam. It's not a pleasant thing for the Torah to tell you to take thorny leaves. Rava amar mehacha haemes v'ashalom ehavu. How do I know it's not a hirduf? Because the pasuk says haemes v'ashalom ehavu, that we should always act b'darkei shalom and emes, and it can't be that the Torah is going to want us to take a hirduf which is not emes and not shalom, because it's used as a poison for animals. It's used as an animal poison, Rashi explains. Now the Gemara brings a brisa where we have machlokas tanaim. How do I know that anaf eitz avos means a hadas? Tan rabbanan, the brisa tells us, when the Torah says avos, kalua kmin klia, it means that the leaves should cover each other like a chain-like thing. V'dom l'shalshalas, it's similar to a chain. Zehu hadas, that's a hadas. Blaz ben Yaakov omer, anaf eitz avos eitz, Shetameto piryashav. It's referring to a tree that the wood and the fruit taste the same. Aviomer zehadas, and we know that that's referring to a hadas. Tana from eight avos that the Torah says we learn eight avos kosher v'sheinu avos pasul. That only if it's chained, if the leaves are like a chain, it's kosher. Otherwise, it's going to be pasul. Hechi dami avos. What does avos mean with the ayin? Amrav yudavu dekaimi tasatasi tarfa bikina. If there are three leaves at each step, where at each spot where the leaves come out of. Rav Kana Amar Afilu Trei V'Chad. Even if it's two leaves that come out of one spot and another leaf that comes out from underneath them or goes on top of both of them. Rav Acha Brei D'Rava Mahadra Trei V'Chad. Rav Acha Brei D'Rava would dafka look for two and one. Holv Enafim Mipumei D'Rav Kana. Because once Rav Kana said that such a thing is kosher, so he was makbid to dafka use what Rav Kana said is kosher as a way of demonstrating that it's in fact kosher. Amalei Mar Barameh Mel Rav Ashi Abba lahu hadas shota karile. You know, my father, he says, a meimar would take such a hadas that has two and then one that don't have all three coming out at the same spot, and he would call that a hadas shota because it doesn't go in the normal way, and he would not say that such a hadas is kosher. So, main point number three on the page is that the Mishnah identifies the Gemara identifies the hadas, that it has to be like a chain, and the leaves have to cover the wood, and it can't have thorns, and it can't be poisonous. And then main point number four, if it's two leaves and then one leaf, some say it's a hadas shota, and some say it's kosher, and some are even mahadr to dafka use it, because it's kosher, because they hold it's kosher, because the Rebbe holds it's kosher, so they're mahadr to dafka use it. Let's go a little bit weiter. Tan Rabbanan, we have a braisa. Nashu Rav Olav, if the two leaves from each spot, two out of the three leaves, detach. V'nishtayru bomiyut. So you have only one leaf left at each spot, kosher. It's still going to be kosher. Oblevach te'avosu kayemes. As long as it's still avos, meaning as long as it still covers the actual wood. Haguf akasha. Wait, that's a blatant stira. It's an inherent stira. Amrit, on the one hand, you said nashu rov olav kosher. That if most of the leaves fall off, it's kosher. So it sounds like two out of each three fell off. V'adotani oblevach te'avosu kayemes. But then you say that it needs to be avos hakemes. Kimud ninasri lutrei, if two of the leaves fell off, avos heichim mishkachasa. How could you have a metzius of avos? So Rabbi mishkachasa, you can have a metzius of avos where two of the leaves fall off. It could still be avos. Ba'asa mitra'a. If it's the type of hadas that grows in Mitzrayim, tekaimi shiva shiva bechad kina, where seven leaves grow out of each spot. So if the majority fall off, dechinasri arba'a, if four leaves fall off of each spot, Pashalu Tlasu, you're still left with three, and that's how you still have Avos. Amrabai Shvamina Hai Asamitra Kashaloshana. So this is Taka Araya, therefore, that the Egyptian Adasim are kosher to use. So Pshita, obviously, they're kosher to use. What would be the Havamina Natu? Gemara says, no, Mao de Tema Hol Visle Shem Levai. I might think, since you don't just call it a Hadas, you call it a Hadas Mitzri. It has a secondary name to it, Salomis Kasher. I would think that such a thing can't be kosher. So Kamash Malam, that's why it has to tell me that it is kosher. Veim Ahachinami, maybe we should say that Taka, if it has a Shem Levoi, it's possible, that if it has a secondary name to it, that it's possible. How does Abaye know that it's kosher? Eitz Avos HaMerachmana Mikal Makom. Since the Torah says Eitz Avos, we darshan Mikal Makom, regardless of how it is Eitz Avos. You know what, let's just go a few more lines in, because we're going to get to a good stopping point soon. So, Tan Rabbanan, Yavshu Rova Levinisha Boshla Shabade, that if most of the leaves fell off, and you have three leaves of the Hadas still, you have three spots on along the length of the Hadas that each have three leaves on it, Alin Lachin of moist leaves, kosher, that's good enough. But if there are less than three spots along the length of the Hadas with three leaves, it's going to be pasul, because then it's not avos. V'amrav chista, uberosh kalechad ve'echad. You need those three to be at the top of each of the hadasim in order for it to be kosher. Because by having the moist leaves at the top of the hadas, you could say that the whole hadas is hadar. But if it's they're in the middle of the hadas somewhere, it's possible, because it's not going to be hadar. So niktam rosho, toni lebar chanina, niktam rosho va'also bo tamara, kosher. If the top of the hadas gets chopped off, so even though the Mishnah had said that if niktam rosho, it's possible, but if it regrows a little berry over the top where it was cut, then it's going to be kosher. You know what? Bez Hashem will pick up again from Niktam Rosh, because that's going to be the introduction to a whole new discussion. So next time we'll pick up from there at Niktam Rosh.